Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. This is take two, three, four we're doing. I am one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always, my co-host and buddy.
Graham K. Hello everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We are back. I think we took do we take a week hiatus, Kirk?
These have come out a little more intermittently, I think. You know, we've done two episodes in 27 days, so we are a little behind the eight ball. But we're doing our best. We're trying to shoot for four a month. Four a month. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
Yeah, we're going to do it. Anyway, things are going pretty well. It's good to be back. Good to hear your voice again, your sweet, sweet voice. I missed you.
Oh, man. Yeah. I miss you too, bud. I think you're making fun, but I did miss you.
I'm not making fun. Of course I miss you. People could just hear the chemistry. no, I'm kidding. But honestly, of course I miss you. We were both traveling, as we were always traveling, and I was in L.A., and I was in L.A. for 2 weeks. You were like, I won't be there, and so I was like, that's too bad. We could have done a live podcast face-to-face for the first time in a long time, and, you know, that's the way it goes. And then I find out we overlapped the last 2 days I was there.
We did.
Now I'm in New York. I literally found out on the Uber ride to the airport yesterday that you had been there for 2 days. And now we're doing this podcast from the other side of the continent again. I'm in New York, you're in LA.
Our chemistry is palpable. It's like Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper. You can just see it.
Yes, you can just see it.
The chemistry. But our organization skills are less palpable. And I got confused in the last 2 days. I thought I was on the road the last 2 days, and I was back. I was back. Kind of a mess, but I was back. Yeah, how was you've been on the road 5 weeks, is that right? Is that possible?
I was gone for 5 weeks. It's really good to be back, but I'm only back for 4 days. Let me think. Yeah, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. No, I'm back for a week, and then I go on the road again for a week. And I'll be at Rumors Comedy Club in Winnipeg, everybody. Come see me if you live in Manitoba. Nice. I think flights are cheap from Calgary, Edmonton. Fly to see me. I'm that good, folks.
He is very good, but if you tell anybody you're flying to, where is it exactly? Manitoba?
Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Oh, Winnipeg, sorry.
The capital of Manitoba, Winnipeg, a.k.a. Winterpeg.
Winterpeg, yeah. If you get some fans from L.A. that will fly to see you in Winnipeg in February, those are real fans.
I said Calgary. I said Calgary and Edmonton.
Sorry. Those are real fans.
Pay attention.
They'll fly to see you in Calgary.
I'm Bradley Cooper, and you're Lady Gaga. And you
it's all
eye contact. Lady Gaga would listen.
It's all eye contact.
Guys, this is the Comedian's Guide to Autism. We are two comedians. We both have loved ones who have autism. Kirk's son is an adult with autism. I got an autistic brother. You know the deal. But yeah, also, if you want to donate, you can go to patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic to donate money to this pod. Do it. If you're meaning to do it, do it. Yes, do it. It is cheap to do. You can even set it up so you can do it for every episode, every week. You know, you can set up like that, or just do a one-time donation. Each way, it'll help. It'll help us keep doing the podcast and be able to afford all that bling that we like to wear.
Yeah. Where are you at? Speaking of bling, aren't you jetting out of town just today, just to do a one-nighter in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, God. This is a classic example. Thank you for bringing it up. this is a classic example of our organizational skills. You know, you and I have the same organizational skills. So what happened is I'm auditioning at this comedy club, and, you know, I'm not headlining there. It'd be good to get in there because it's a headliner club, and it's under 2 hours away from New York City. So I could, you know, go there, headline a club, and sleep in my own bed, which is nice. Anyway, so I'll audition. No big deal. He goes, I'll pay you $75 a show, Wednesday, Thursday, to open for some guy named like Big Round Graham. I don't know who that is. I hope they don't mean me.
It's you in 10 years. It's the future you.
Absolutely hilarious. Whoever, let me look it up. Guy, part of me wonders if I'm headlining and they just are that off that they put a different Graham on there. It's like Big Round Graham. Oh my God! Yeah, there it is. That's okay, fun. What's his name? Jimmy Round Boy Graham.
Okay, Jimmy Round Boy. Obviously, everybody's heard of him.
So I'll be opening up tonight for Jimmy Round Boy Graham at Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club on the Jersey Shore. And anyway, it's the guy's gonna pay me $75. I'm like, all right. Whatever. And I figured it would be like a 2-hour train ride. I'll get some work done on the train. It'll cost me like $6 to get there. Who cares? And should have done more research. I saw that it was an hour and a half drive. And I know the train goes all the way down there, New Jersey Transit. And so I was like, no big deal. I looked it up. 4 hours. On the train. 8-hour round trip. So I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm just not doing that. And it's bad. I just will not. If I say I'm going to do something, I do it. So I rented a car. I'm getting paid $150 for tonight and tomorrow. And the car rental is $158.
Perfect.
So it's going to be good. It's going to be
perfect
good.
Perfect math.
It's just that works out. It's going to be great. I just got back from five weeks on the road, and what you want to do as soon as you get off a plane is rent a car and drive to the Jersey Shore in the winter. it's pretty good.
It's as glamorous as it sounds.
Yeah, I'm gonna get a free pasta dinner at Uncle Vinny's, and I can only imagine Uncle Vinny's pasta dinner will be the opposite of al dente. It'll just be boiled soup with mush in
mush.
It. Yeah, it's going to be great. It's real authentic stuff. You know?
Love it.
That's the way it goes.
Love it. Love it. That's
the way it goes sometimes.
That's a good week in review.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just really starting to wonder if I have it. I'm on the spectrum. I'm not joking. I don't mean to sound like I'm trivializing it or anything.
No. I told you this podcast is a extended, long play out of a reveal, which in episode 200 is you do have autism and all these.
This is a long con.
You're going to piece together the puzzles. In hindsight, it's going to make perfect sense.
The Kaiser Sose of autism.
Yeah, which is bad. Oh, it's funny.
Oh boy. It's happening.
It's an insult. So yeah, I think you are the Kaiser Sose, which is better than being the Kevin Spacey of autism. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Wow. He had a hard fall. That's an inside joke to 10 people, but wow, he fell hard, didn't he?
No, everyone. What do you mean for 10 people? Everyone knows that news story.
No, not the news story, but I don't know if they'll piece together that Kevin Spacey played Kaiser Sose. Maybe they will. I don't know. It's always good when you have to explain jokes.
Yep.
My week in review is JJ. We got him a few more furniture, little pieces of furniture, because he's hard on stuff. So we got him one of these IKEA chairs. You know the IKEA chairs that they sold like 10 million of these things? You know what I'm talking about? That like kind of an unusual shape, like from the 70s. They look like kind of a question mark, an upside down question mark. You know what I'm talking about?
Upside. Yes. Yes. Those are good chairs. They're comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can tell they're kind of springy. You can bounce on them.
Yep. So we've had many versions of those. He breaks them all the time. But,
they're made of paper mache. So, yeah.
But they usually last a few years, and you're talking about, what, $60. Like, okay, well, if it lasts 2 years, great. So we got him one, and he really likes to put together IKEA furniture.
Really?
Yeah, when I remember when we used to get cabinets, and we were broke always. You have two little kids, and his mom really wasn't working, and so, so budget was always tight. So we'd always buy stuff. Like, he would love to put the stuff together. Yeah, you get that little wrench, and you'd have to help him, make sure the stuff's in the right place. But once you get that little screw in there, and he knows where it goes, he'd love to like screw it all the way in. He'd over tighten a little bit. But So he's been putting together this chairs, and he's really excited about it. So I always thought he would be great at like building furniture, like in the olden days when they used to build furniture by hand. Like if it's just like very repetitive, and it's like you put this here. Now do you have a chair?
Well, if he could work on like an assembly line in
in the 1950s.
Maybe those people that were. That still ride horses. What are they called?
Amish.
Amish, yes.
Yeah, could raise barns and stuff. Yeah, for the Amish.
We call them something different in Canada. I forget what they're called in Canada.
Mennonites.
Yeah. Mennonites.
Mennonites are the party people for the Amish. They're like the one group that the Amish can marry into. Yeah.
Oh, that's
fun. They're considered like just holy enough, but just wild enough that you're allowed to marry a Mennonite girl if you're Amish. Useless
Very
bit of information.
Exciting.
Now you know.
Now
you
know.
Don't worry. They're not listening to this podcast.
Do they both call everyone else English? Like,
yes,
Jewish people call everyone else
English.
Goyim?
Yeah, because they're
English,
Dutch, right?
Yeah. English? I'm a black guy from Alabama. All right, English.
It's funny how it could be kind of a slur, even though it's like, huh.
Yeah. he could go work for the Amish. And be on an assembly line there, or he could be on any assembly line. I think he'd be great at that.
Yeah, the no Wi-Fi would be a major deal killer. But I was thinking he could work at IKEA. They have somebody always puts together their display stuff. It's like,
right.
Oh yeah, he could put together their display stuff. They're always putting together something in those stores. They're mm-hmm. always updating. Yeah, I don't know. So we were excited about that, and. Couldn't get him to talk to me much yesterday. He got a little quick call, but he was just—he's busy watching his videos. These videos don't watch themselves, so.
No, they don't.
He's a busy, busy man. So
What is he?
Tear away from that.
What is he into today?
Today it's still a VeggieTales kick. VeggieTales.
Loves
the one where Daniel gets thrown into the den of lions. Yeah, so. He's facing certain death for lions, so he sings a song. Oh no, what you gonna do? Kings likes Daniel more than me and you, and then he sings this whole long verse. Yeah, so that's what
your
he's
son
doing.
Sings
he's doing,
it.
Well, sort of. They sing it, and then he'll kind of like he'll say like one word per sentence. So
right. To be honest, it's not easy. You think you can sing a song. I go to karaoke. I can't keep up. I don't do
you've
much better.
You've been on the ships too long. It's so much karaoke on there.
I don't do the karaoke on the ships. I don't want those people to tell
me. Oh, you don't?
I'm not performing. No way.
Oh, wow. In the crew bar of my ship, there's always so much karaoke. Speaking of music,
really?
Last night I was performing in Hollywood at some little dingy bar. You're never going to guess who was in the crowd. Roger Taylor, the drummer for Queen, was there. It's kind of cool.
No way.
Yeah, he's in town for the Oscars or whatever's happening, and then he came to see my little comedy show.
Where?
The Oyster Bar in Sherman Oaks, not to brag.
Weird.
Super weird. And he was wearing
a fall for both of you.
Yeah, really. Well, for him, for sure. He was wearing a jacket that cost more than my car. Yeah, this like velvet jacket. It was so nice. So funny. Just distinguished.
You have a decent
British
car.
Gentleman.
I don't know. I doubt that jacket is worth.
It was a
$10,000
jacket. It was nice.
Wow.
And he had these shoes. Like, he looked like he doesn't understand what money is, where he's just like, I'll have that, please. So, yeah, mm-hmm. He looked very nice. Very nice. Very dapper. And who else was there? Oh, the Moriarty was there. Jared, brother. Well, you can see it on my, Instagram, guys, if you're interested. Jared, what is his name? Dang it. He played Moriarty in the last Sherlock Holmes. He played the villain in the.
I saw that. I saw your Instagram.
It's Jared Harris. That's his name.
Yeah.
Jared Harris. Yeah, he was there.
I wouldn't remember his name, but you'll remember his face. He's one of those guys.
Yeah, he's friends with he's on Mad Men too. Yeah, he's a Mad Men, and he hung himself in Mad Men. He was that character, if you remember.
Yeah.
You know, not to bring it down, but I was thinking about this too. We should mention this. One of our good friends, or not good friends, one of our friends just passed away, and I'd be remiss if I don't. You know, there's several thousand people that listen to this every week. And if you need help, guys, always reach out to a friend or the suicide prevention hotline. That's never anything to be embarrassed about or ashamed about. Everybody goes through this but a lot of people go through sadness and depression. And so if you need help, reach out. This is no judgment. No, I'm not judging you. I'm not condemning you. I understand it's hard, but I just encourage you to reach out to a friend, reach out to the suicide prevention hotline. Sorry, is that too dark, Graham?
No, not dark. It's nice to say. It's just funny that you're like, speaking of hanging yourself.
yeah, it's a little dark, I know. But our buddy just passed away, I know. Brody Stevens.
Yeah. Was he a buddy of yours? I didn't know him, to be honest.
Yeah, I wouldn't consider him like us close, but you see him all the time. I'd see him every week. You know, I see him a few times. He'd chat, and he's just a real genuine,
good guy,
kind,
funny guy.
Funny guy, and more than funny, he was like, the more I get into this, funny is fine, but if you're really nice and genuine, that goes a long way. I don't have to think you're funny. I don't care. But if you're just nice and genuine, he was always very nice, very genuine, you know. And but depression's a real thing, so don't underestimate it. Don't feel embarrassed. Get help. Call the suicide prevention hotline. Call your friends. Call your family. Reach out. There's people who love you and want you to stick around. There's you know, 1,000 people out here that are upset that he's gone now. So, and you know, kids close to home, because that's, you know, what happened to Lorena, my wife. And so, yeah, I always encourage you, if you're feeling down, reach out to somebody. It's never anything to be embarrassed about. You wouldn't be embarrassed if you have a broken arm. Like, things happen. So reach out and ask for help. That's my PSA for the week. For the week.
Well,
it's,
you know,
such
you've been
sometimes.
No, well, you know, life's hard, and we're not going to just shy away from the reality of life. And you're somebody who, as our longtime listeners know, personally has been affected by depression.
Yeah.
So, you know, if anyone can speak about it, you certainly can. So we'll leave it at that, unless you have anything else to add.
Nope. No, should we do In the News? What are you thinking?
Let's get into it.
You got it. That's my Brody Stevens tag for me. 818 till I die. Anyway.
Positivity. I'm intense.
You got it.
I once charged the mound at T-ball.
I'm hairy. Everybody else took Flintstone vitamins. I took Rogaine for kids. What does he say? I took Flintstone Rogaines. Such a lunatic. I have BO in the shower. I'm intense.
He was a jock who did performance art.
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
That's
somebody
exactly
else said that.
Like,
that's not my line.
Patton Oswalt said that, or somebody. Yeah. It's like watching an athlete do performance art of what he thinks comedy is. Oh, he's just such a great guy, though. Anyway, this first one's in the Boston CBS local. Taking prenatal vitamins early in pregnancy associated with lower risk of autism. This is a pretty self-explanatory title, but I just like to cover this. If you know somebody pregnant, just remind them prenatal vitamins helps reduce the risk of autism. It's pretty self-explanatory, but I'll read a little bit here. Researchers followed 241 children whose older siblings had a diagnosis of autism, and who therefore had an increased risk of being diagnosed with a disorder. The researchers evaluating the children's development starting at 6 months through 3 years of age. At the same time, the moms were asked to go through phone interviews and emailed questionnaires about prenatal vitamin use. Approximately 1 in 4 children enrolled in the study went on to be diagnosed with autism spectrum disorders, similar to the 1 in 5 of the younger siblings of the children with autism reported in the prior study. So as we've talked about before, if you have one child with autism, statistically with the same partner, you are more likely to have a second child with autism. Now, back to the article. Of the children,
are you saying I gave my brother autism?
No, that's not what I'm saying at all, but that's funny. Of the children whose mothers took prenatal vitamins in the first month of pregnancy, 14 went on to develop autism compared with 32% of the children whose mothers did not. And then explains what, but basically, if you have one child with autism and you want to have more kids, statistically, you know, there's a chance, a higher chance than normal that your kid will have autism. Well, one of the ways to reduce it, prenatal vitamins. So make sure you take those prenatal vitamins. That's a pretty short article. What do you think, buddy?
Well, I love how simple it is. I love that there is, no, I mean it. It's great. I love that it's just like, here's a study, here's a scientific study, these are the results, and it's easy to fix. I love it.
Yeah.
Something to hold on to for once.
I don't think there's much downside to taking vitamins. Yeah, I should start taking vitamins myself. Not that I'm pregnant, but just for my
old. You don't take vitamins?
Nah, not even close. You do?
Not even close. Wow, what does that mean?
No.
Charcoal. I eat charcoal every morning.
I don't have them. I've never bought them.
I take sodium pills. I'm trying to get my sodium up.
I do take salt pills sometimes if I play too much basketball.
You take salt pills?
Yeah, if you sweat too much, you take a little salt like the marathoners do. You don't do that?
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah, salt. Like, no. Because I sweat a lot. I sweat when I type. Yeah, I'm a sweaty boy.
I don't sweat ever. I honestly... Like, I can wear the same shirt forever. I just don't smell. I don't sweat. I have a great scent. I have perfect genes.
But honestly, this sounds like an audio tape for your eHarmony profile.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't smell. I'm terrific. I'm very happy. Please date me. I do not want to die alone.
I swear. One time, like 10 years ago, 15 years, maybe 12 years ago, my friend had a tape recorder, and I just pressed record, and he was like, don't. And it was him talking to himself going, and it said,
you press record or you press play?
I'm sorry, I press play. Yeah, I press play.
Okay.
And it was a tape of him talking to himself going, and all I heard was, be more dynamic. And I tell you what, till this day, every time I see him, are you dynamic yet? How's that going? I mean, I will never let that go. Be
hey, dynamic Dan. How you doing, buddy? You look dynamic.
It's the best. It's just the best. I mean, it just made my year. We have another in the news.
It up 20 years later.
Totally. We have another in the news, yeah? This one touches home.
Oh, man. Nothing like somebody's vulnerabilities to really make fun of them with.
We're about to read one that it has vulnerability for me. And you can stomp all over me, you big bully.
This made me think of you, you big lug, you big odorless, great hair. What was the rest of the dating profile? I don't remember. This was in Spectrum News, which we read from time to time. The title is Untangling the Ties Between Autism and Obsessive Compulsive Disorder. Autism and obsessive compulsive disorder frequently accompany each other. Scientists are studying both to understand how they differ. All right. Steven Salvin was 48 years old when a visit to a psychologist's office sent him down an unexpected path. At the time, he was father of two with a career in the music industry, composing scores for advertisements and chart toppers. But he's having a difficult year. He had fewer clients than usual. His mother had been diagnosed with cancer, and he was battling anxiety and depression, leading him to shutter his studio. Slavin's anxiety, which often manifested as negative thoughts and routines characteristic of obsessive-compulsive disorder, OCD, was nothing new. As a child, he often felt compelled to swallow an even number of times before entering a room or swallow and count 1 foot in the air to 5, 6, or 8 before stepping on a paving stone. As an adult, he frequently became distressed in crowds and washed his hands over and over to avoid being contaminated with other people's germs or personalities. Go ahead, bud.
I've done all those things. Every single one, except for the counting, was 3 and 9.
Yeah, I think it's pretty clear you're obsessive compulsive. I'm not making fun of you at all. I'm being serious.
No. Yeah. Well, go ahead.
All right, I'll continue. Okay. His depression, too, was familiar, and it caused him to withdraw from friends and colleagues. This time, as Salvin's depression and anxiety worsened, his doctor referred him to a psychologist. Quote, I had an appointment booked for weeks and weeks and months, he recalls. But about 10 minutes before his first session, the psychologist suddenly changed course. Instead of continuing to ask him about his childhood or an existential mental health crisis, she wanted to know whether anyone had ever asked him about autism. By coincidence, a relative had mentioned autism to Slavin 2 days prior, wondering if it might explain why he dislikes social situations. Slavin knew little about the condition, but had conceded there was a possibility. By the time his therapy session ended, his psychologist was almost certain. She said to me, I've either got high-functioning autism or some sort of brain damage. I'm not laughing. That's just what a thing to say to somebody.
Yeah. So,
yeah. What a brutal thing
brain
to say.
Damage.
Listen, Graham, you either have autism or brain damage. What would you prefer? Anyway, Slavin recalls, I'm not laughing at him, by the way, guys. It's just what just came out of the blue and hit me in a weird
way. I prefer
direction.
Autism. At least I'm yeah. cool.
Yeah. Slavin recalls the chuckle. Oh, he laughed too. Okay, good. Only a few years later, only a few years earlier, a doctor had finally diagnosed him with OCD, and his new psychologist diagnosed him with autism as well. At first glance, autism and OCD appear to have little in common, yet clinicians and researchers have found an overlap between the two. Studies indicate that up to 84% of autistic people have some form of anxiety, and as much as 17 may specifically have OCD. And an even larger number of people with OCD may also have undiagnosed autism, according to one 2017 study. Part of the overlap may reflect misdiagnosis. OCD rituals can resemble repetitive behaviors common in autism, and vice versa. It's increasingly evident that many people, like Slavin, have both conditions. People with autism are twice as likely as those people with autism are twice as likely as those without to be diagnosed with OCD later in life. According to a 2015 study that tracked the health records of 3.4 million people in Denmark over 18 years, similarly, people with OCD are four times as likely as individuals to be later diagnosed with autism, according to the same study. Over the past decade, researchers have begun to study these two conditions and worked out how they interact and how they differ. I'm going to jump forward again. Those distinctions could be important not only for making correct diagnosis, but also for choosing effective treatments. People who have both OCD and autism appear to have unique experiences distinct from those of other conditions as well as its own. For those people, standard intervention for OCD, such as cognitive behavior therapy, CBT, may provide relief in itself. The article goes on. It's quite lengthy. But I think it's interesting.
I
think it's
very interesting.
What do you think, buddy?
What do I think? I think I have autism. That's what I think.
Honestly, I know I tease you a little bit, but I think you do too. I think you got mild form of autism.
Well, that's fun. That's fun. That explains a lot.
Well, I don't think it changes anything, right?
Explains why I hated school.
Yeah, if you had it, it's not like, you know, I don't know. It doesn't change anything at this point. It just, I think it maybe gives you a little bit of insight into yourself and maybe allows you to have a little more patience with yourself that it's like, okay, well, you know, some of this isn't within my control. I'm doing the best I can.
Mm-hmm. I think
self-flagellating
I'm just
behavior.
That's all. I'm just a
think
cool,
you're what?
Interesting guy. That's all.
Well, that for sure. Are we going back to your dating profile? Is that what we're talking about again?
Yes, this whole podcast is a long con for a dating profile.
I'm going to start sending it to our fans. Be like, he's 34. I don't know how old you are. 37 and
34.
Very single.
Nice.
Very very hairy. A lot of hair on the top of his head. And yeah, he's doing
not
good.
Not at
he's
the very
good.
Very back top though anymore. I'll tell you that. You're getting real thin back there.
Yeah, but the problem is he's 6'3", 6'4". Nobody can even see that part. So just focus on what you
always
can see.
Say that. They always say that. People act like I've never sat down in my life or been on stairs.
That does explain why you never sit down in parties. Yeah.
Yeah. Most dates, we go to dinner and I ask the woman to sit down and I just lord over her, just standing over her.
Can't we just sit at the bar stools that are like 4 feet tall?
No. I want you to like me, so I'm going to stand right beside you this entire dinner.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah. So, anyway, I guess the long con of the big reveal of me being someone with autism has already happened. So that's the end of the podcast. Thanks so much for listening over the years, everybody.
Oh, that's funny.
No, it's just, I mean, we've touched upon this before in the past, that obsessive compulsive disorder, the Venn diagram, overlaps, and I was aware of that. Truthfully, I don't think I'm. I wouldn't even consider myself someone with autism. I maybe a little tinge, but I. What I have to go through on a day-to-day basis is nothing what my brother has to go through or what some of our listeners have to go through in terms of sensory overload. I love parties. I friggin' love bars. I love all that stuff.
But I did think that you have a hard time focusing, like you enjoy time on the boat by yourself, and I don't know. Anyway.
I do. I do have a tough time focusing. I think that's why I like parties. I can, like, bebop around. I can do, like, you know, 2 minutes with you, right. 2 minutes with you, you know, and then I like going on the boat because I can just focus and be alone. I love being alone in that room. I could, like, not leave. When I used to live, one time I used to live, I used to have an apartment that was 250 square feet. Some of you know the joke. I wrote a joke about it. But it's small. Like, really
small. Tell
this
joke. It's a good joke.
Don't make me do it. But you can look at my, if you haven't already, go on Google.
No, I'm saying I'll tell the joke right now if you don't tell it. Come on,
no,
tell it. It's good.
No, I know.
Oh, son of a gun.
This is what we're going to do. We're going to get people to go on YouTube and just write in Graham K. Colbert and just watch my Colbert set. Get those numbers up. Yeah, anyway, it's a joke about having a small apartment. And
it's a great joke.
And I would not, sometimes I wouldn't leave that apartment for 2 days, just be in a room for 2 days. And I wouldn't feel bad. I was like, I would just leave because I knew that it was weird.
Right.
Be like, this is probably unhealthy on some level. So I would just go out or whatever. Well, I also was, you know, I'd have eventually have shows or some sort of social meeting. But if I didn't, I would stay in. And I did not mind that at all. You know. But, and I like tiny spaces. I like being on planes for a long time. I love long plane rides. I love sitting on the inside seat against the window and being cozy up there. I don't know why. I know that people with autism like small spaces.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I think that's our episode. We appreciate all your notes. We are going to get to end of the mail, get to your listener mail soon. We keep saying that, but we will get to it.
Appreciate next episode.
Your notes. Okay, great. Where are you going to be this week?
Oh, Kirk, I got bad news. I got bad news, Kirk. Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
The
recording hasn't worked.
The whole time?
The whole time. Just kidding!
I'm keeping that in. Guys, you don't know this, but this happens more than we'd like.
Oh,
you
boy.
You little jerk. You got me. You got
Take
me.
That. Take
that. That was pretty good. Where are you at this week, bud?
I'm going to be in Winnipeg. Come to Winnipeg. That's next week, actually. But I'll be at the, you know, New York Comedy Club this Friday and Uncle Vinny's on Thursday. Saturday, I got my friend's wedding. Sunday, Monday, I'm off. Tuesday, I am flying to Winnipeg on the 5th of March. From the 5th to the 9th of March, Rumors Comedy Club, Winnipeg, Manitoba. Come see me, Manitobans.
I love it. I'm going to be in Jacksonville this week in Jacksonville, Florida. Then I'll be in that Australia tour is coming up March 13th through April 4th. Perth, Tasmania, and Sydney. If you're out and around Australia or you have friends, send them my way. I'll be doing, I think it's 25 shows in 21 days. And yeah, I'd love to see you guys. That's it for me. Check me out on Instagram, Facebook, Kirk Smith Comedy. You want to drop your social media, bud?
Instagram K on Instagram, Mr. Graham K on Twitter, comedybythegraham.com for my website. Still haven't created a new website, but I'm halfway there. Big things. Oh, baby, we're doing it.
That's it. All right, guys. Have a great week. You can do it.